I have never seen in any country villages so neat and so perfectly beautiful as to order and arrangement, without, however, being picturesque and ornamented as the Shakers. At Hancock, the gateposts of the fences are made of white marble, hewn into shape and proportions. James Fenimore Cooper, 1828.
Home improvements for the season have been the erecting of a carriage house and wagon shed, partition made to the office barn, newly roofed the family dwelling at Second Family. Other buildings have undergone slight repairs. Workmen are now engaged in repairing the brick tenant house to the grist mill. Sister Julia L. Sweet, October 1890.
Like many other Shaker villages, Hancock was laid out with practical walkways and roads. Dwellings, barns, workshops were close together and conveniently placed. While building designs were simple, workmanship was careful and sturdy. Paint protected wooden buildings and added to a sense of order. Stone, selected from local quarries, and brick, made from nearby clay, was used in several buildings. Built to last, as if for an eternity, they reflect a Shaker version of sustainable building. And, of course, just as it is at my house and maybe at yours too, repairs and improvements were frequent. Uses of the land and buildings changed over time, too. What practical things do we think about as we design our cities and homes today? How's our green building movement like Shaker building techniques? For a message on Hancock Builders, press the green button.